There's a song written by someone called Mark Davis. It's titled, It's Hard to be Humble. And part of the stanza, or the chorus, it says, Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you are perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror 'cause I get better looking each day. I doubt any of us would be courageous enough to say or sing such a song, but it is out there. It is out there. The late racing legend by the name of Dale Earnhardt Sr. coined this phrase, second place is the first loser. Our world really has a hard time dealing with getting second place or playing second fiddle. J. Oswald Sanders, in his book, Spiritual Leadership, he wrote, The great fault is that no one likes to be second. No one likes to be second. Humility is scarce today in the world, as often in the church as well. There is equally overabundance of arrogance and pride. But Christ exhorts us that the way of greatness is the way of humility. Jesus does not mince his words when he says in today's passage, For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. A hard truth, but it came straight from the mouth of our Lord Jesus. Jesus gives us the ultimate example of humility in himself. Some of that we picked up in today's passages. In John chapter 13, Jesus washed his disciples' feet. We are familiar with that story. And a little later in that same chapter, he said, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done. So Jesus did it first, show his disciples. Then he said, little later, this is what I'm showing you to do. Follow my example. Paul, the apostle, also said something similar in the first letter of Corinthians. He says, follow my example as I follow example of Christ. So Paul exhorts us that we can follow what he himself has shown to us, but the ultimate example that Paul follows and you and I are to follow is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. In the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1, it says, Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. And that really set the scene for all of us. We are God's children. And as God's children, we imitate God. As children often do imitate their parents. And likewise, we imitate God. We imitate Christ. And that brings me to ask a poignant question. Do I really want to become more like Christ? Do we really want to be more like Christ? This is a tough question. When I pray, for example, Jesus, please make me more like you. Do I know what am I praying for? When we sing hymns, we say we want to follow Jesus and be more like him. Do we know what we are singing about? Which of these two prayers am I really praying? Lord, make me more like Jesus. Make me into a person you want me to be. That's one prayer. Or, Lord, please make me into the person that I want to be. Likeable, loved, popular, wise, funny, respected, sought out, and successful. Which of these two prayers are we more inclined towards? Now, if we are to imitate Christ, what does Christ look like? What does Christ look like? Is Jesus a nice, polite, mild manner, good-natured young man who keeps himself to himself? Or is Jesus a middle of the road, all things to all people, politically correct and softly spoken? I wonder what kind of gentle, meek, and mild image you have of Jesus. In our story today, in the story found in Luke, we see Jesus eating a meal in the house of a prominent religious teacher on Sabbath day. We don't get the impression that Jesus is simply making polite conversation during that dinner. Jesus says and does some very challenging thing on that day. I guess when we're invited to people's house for dinner, we don't very often do or say controversial things during the meal. Is that because we basically want to be nice to people? Inoffensive and liked by everybody? Put simply, Jesus got up the noses of religious people and the well-to-do people in the general. Jesus healed a man suffering from dropsy. Having compassion isn't the issue. Healing on Sabbath day seems to be the issue. Jesus left religious experts speechless for the right reasons, as we read in the story. Jesus then talks about picking out places of special honor at the dinner table. After a parable, he says this: everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus then gives some very specific and direct advice to the host of the banquet, criticizing the host's guest list. Wow. Don't invite your friends and relatives and rich neighbors. That's exactly what Jesus said. Invite those who can't repay you, the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Invite those who don't have enough food to eat. Invite those who don't have families. Invite lonely widows and widowers. Invite those whose parents have died. Invite those single parents. Invite those who are not well and celebrate with them. They won't pay you, but God will. God will. And when the teaching of Jesus shines upon our life like a searchlight, that makes me feeling uncomfortable. However, the question remains, what am I going to do about it? We can read stories. We can say many things. But in the end, what am I going to do about it? And let me wrap this up. I believe Jesus wants us to reach out beyond our comfort zone. And that's exactly what's on the front of the pew sheet. To be more like Jesus, but go beyond our set boundaries. Go beyond our comfort zone and go beyond our circle of friends who can easily return us the favor. All that we do should be done in the kingdom context of what is of eternal value. We give because we first received. We comfort because we have known pain. We nourish the famished since we know the pangs of hunger. We forgive because we have been redeemed and pardoned. We become the hands and feet of God to reach out to anyone in need with a touch of His grace and walk with them to offer the eternal hope through Jesus. Humble, faithful service is based on the cross of Jesus. He has shown that to us. Through the cross, we know we are loved. Through the cross, we know that we are forgiven. Through the cross, we know God has a relationship with us, you and I, that nothing will ever separate us from that. And we must see everyone's self-worth in the light of God's estimation. Lord, make me more like Jesus. Amen.